Now, you would hope that the Baby Elephant Walk wasn't the music that was played to the elephant herd at the Melbourne Zoo. Erin Gardner is the zookeeper and life sciences manager at Melbourne Zoo. Erin, I mean, it shows just from all of the calls and texts that animals do have a really strong reaction to music and to certain sounds. But you have brought in live musicians from all different genres, from beatboxing through to classical music, and they are playing live to the elephants at Melbourne Zoo. Yeah. Why?
We wanted to see how elephants would respond to a live music. We know that they have a really strong hearing and that we wanted to see the reaction to different sounds. And what we really wanted to elicit was natural behaviours in these elephants through unpredictable experiences.
It was quite incredible to watch some of the footage that you sent through and to see the different types of music and how they would react. I just want to play some little bits of it while we're talking, because this has been sent from the Melbourne Zoo. Now, this is a gorgeous piece of cello, a solo celloist. I just want to play a bit. The reaction from the two elephants, and you can probably tell me who they are, was beautiful. They moved really close to the musician and then they intertwined their trunks together.
Yes.
What was happening in that moment?
So we consider that a positive social behaviour. So any kind of interaction of touching each other is a communication form for elephants. They're a really strongly bonded unit, matriarchal society. So a female society with young male offspring being the only males in that herd. And so tactiles are really important for elephants. And we saw that different styles of music elicited different behaviours. And with the softer music, we did see more of the gentle interactions, the gentle touching, moving towards each other.
Okay, let's have a listen to this. That's classical guitar. Oh, and now we're, we've got a little bit of kind of Irish jig style music.
Yeah.
It was probably the beatboxing that the elephants got most excited about. It just kind of sounds like the beatboxer there is just mixing in some live animal sounds. Like that actually.
Yeah, he did.
On time. And it. What did you think when you heard elephants beatboxing?
So what we saw from the study is that the elephants tended to respond more vocalizations to the percussion groupings, and in that we had the beatboxer and the drums. We need more data to actually analyze it further, but just straight up, that's what we saw. And so the elephants, when they're responding vocalizations, it could be due to the frequency they use infrasound, so it could be the vibrations that they're hearing and getting through their receptors. But then what they're doing is they're viewing that as an unknown stimulus in the environment. They don't know what the beatboxer is. So what they're trying to assess is this positive, negative, or neutral in my environment, and how are we going to respond to that?